In the kitchen, the boys were sitting glumly around the table, and Patty's chair was empty. So was Frank's. Maggie slid into her place and sat there, teeth chattering in fear. After breakfast, Fee shooed them outside dourly, and behind the barn, Bob broke the news to Maggie.
"Frank's run away," he breathed.
"Maybe he's just gone into Wahine," Maggie suggested.
"No, silly. He's gone to join the army. Oh, I wish I was big enough to go with him. The lucky coot."
"Well, I wish he was still at home."
Bob shrugged. "You're only a girl, and that's what I'd expect a girl to say." The normally incendiary remark was permitted to pass unchallenged. Maggie took herself inside to her mother to see what she could do.
"Where's Daddy?"
she asked Fee after her mother had set her to ironing handkerchiefs.
"Gone into Wahine."
"Will he bring Frank back with him?"
Fee snorted.
"Trying to keep a secret in this family is impossible."
"No, he won't catch Frank in Wahine. He knows that. He's gone to send a telegram to the police and the army in Whanganui. They'll bring him back."
"Oh, Mum, I hope they find him. I don't want Frank to go away."
Fee slapped the contents of the butter churn onto the table and attacked the watery yellow mound with two wooden pats. "None of us want Frank to go away. That's why Daddy's going to see he's brought back." Her mouth quivered for a moment. She whacked the butter harder.
"Poor Frank. Poor, poor Frank," she sighed, not to Maggie but to herself. "I don't know why the children must pay for our sins. My poor Frank, so out of things."
Then she noticed that Maggie had stopped ironing, and shut her lips and said no more. 3 days later, the police brought Frank back. He had put up a terrific struggle, the Whanganui sergeant on escort duty told Patty.
"What a fighter you've got. When he saw the army lads were awake up, he was off like a shot, down the steps and into the street with two soldiers after him. If he hadn't had the bad luck to run into a constable on patrol, I reckon he'd have got away too. He put up a real wacko fight. Took five of them to get the manacles on."
So said